It is 6 minutes after seven. This is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Christina Thomas and Antoinette Grajeda will be joining me in just a couple of moments. A quick thank you to all of you who have helped us during this spring fundraiser. We're going to have some final numbers later in this program, tell you how much we did raise. We appreciate your continued support of KUAF. If you wanted to make it in right now during this hour of Ozarks at Large, well, phone volunteers have gone home. We're kind of closing down, but we still have the website at supportkuaf.com. On this edition of Ozarks at Large, a conversation with Dr. Joe Thompson, Arkansas's Surgeon General, about the expanded Medicaid proposal in front of the Arkansas House at the state capitol. We'll learn how rapper Smarty Jones decided that he could raise money going face-to-face and performing very personal hip-hop, plus a look into the crystal ball trying to figure out Arkansas's economic future for 2013 with Dr. Michael Packow from the UALR Institute of Economic Advancement. All of that and more on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
But first, Republican Representative John Burris of Harrison says passing the private option of Medicaid expansion through the federal health care law is the best deal for the state. Burris spoke to the House Public Health Committee for roughly an hour yesterday morning about his bill to enable private option health insurance expansion in the state. The committee passed it on a voice vote. He says flooding the private insurance market with the mostly healthy population that would be eligible for insurance payment aid under the Affordable Care Act could help reduce insurance costs for other consumers.
Premiums are going up, probably drastically, but by adding 225,000 healthy adults into a private market as opposed to Medicaid, it has a great stabilizing force that potentially could reduce those premium increases that we're all going to see.
However, the private option would also need 75 votes in the House to be implemented in the State Department of Human Services budget. That could be tough to get, especially after House Majority Leader Bruce Westerman yesterday withdrew his name from the bill, saying he would not vote for it. He told reporters he couldn't get specific changes he wanted.
The reason I co-signed on the bill in the first place was try to work through issues and maybe come up with something right here at the end that would be a little more palatable and get some more comfort with it. I haven't got to that point. So as a caucus leader, the caucus wants to know where I'm at on it. I felt like I needed to go ahead and make my mind up since we're going to be voting on it this week. And we'll go from here.
Governor Mike Beebe says he remains cautiously optimistic lawmakers will approve expansion and its budget appropriation. The enabling bill is expected to get a vote in the full House on Thursday. The Senate passed it last week.
Because of the risk of infection, the Arkansas Department of Health is reaching out to about 100 former patients of a dentist who had six clinics around the state. People potentially at risk were patients of Ocean Dental Clinics in Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Hot Springs, Jonesboro, and Little Rock, and of Evans Pediatric Dentistry in Little Rock. Upon the passing of Dr. William Stewart, officials checked out medications in his office, which is standard practice for the Drug Enforcement Administration, according to Arkansas State epidemiologist Dr. Dirk Haslow.
The DEA went to his clinic, took possession of medicines, and determined that some of them, in particular, Demerol or Meperidine, that's the two names for the same medicine, that these single-dose vials were tampered with.
Potentially affected patients may visit the website for the Arkansas Department of Health to get more information.
Four area companies and organizations have been named as finalists for this year's Arkansas Environmental Stewardship Award by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. The seven-year-old Envy Award was established to recognize a major contribution by individuals or organizations for efforts to enhance and protect Arkansas's natural resources. This year, the Beaver Water District made the list of finalists for its water quality education program in Northwest Arkansas schools, as did the City of Fayetteville and its solid waste contractor CH2M Hill, nominated for their biosolids drying program, where wet biosolids from the city's wastewater treatment plant are dried and sold as fertilizer. Also making the list was Pratt & Whitney's Aircraft Engine Parts Factory in Springdale for its efforts to cut energy use and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And the Turner Bend store on the Mulberry River was also named a finalist for its 22nd consecutive years of organizing cleanup operations along the river and the surrounding area. The winner of this year's Envy Award will be named at the April 26th meeting of the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission in North Little Rock.
The Razorback baseball team was back home for a doubleheader at Baum Stadium yesterday and last night. The Hogs lost the first game to New Mexico 3-0, but took the second game when they scored a run in the bottom of the ninth to win that second game and split the doubleheader 4-3 in the nightcap. The Diamond Hogs back at Baum Friday evening to open a three-game set against number one LSU. Meanwhile, the Arkansas softball game against Missouri State this evening has been canceled because of rain.
Tonight, a 50% chance of rain may leave before 1 a.m. and lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with highs from 51 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 57 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 30 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 35 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.
Thank you.